It's time again for A Life Well Lived, A Physician's Guide to Wealth with James Nutter. James is a fiduciary financial planner with IM Wealth, whose mission is to help physician families take control of their money so they can live more meaningful lives. If you have an idea for James to explore, please email podcast@financialresidency.com. Now sit back and relax while we dive into today's financial insights with James Nutter.
Hello, everybody. James Nutter here, and welcome back to another episode of the A Life Well Lived, A Physician's Guide to Wealth podcast. As always, thank you so much for your time and attention. And if you're with me here now, as I know it's the most valuable thing that you have, I see you, I respect you, I am here growing every single day with you. Thank you very, very much. And today I want to talk about taking extreme ownership or taking full responsibility of your life. I hate to say it, and you'll learn in this podcast, like sometimes I'm going to have to be just brutally honest with you. And it's because I've taken the time and taken the action over the years to be brutally honest and responsible with myself. It begins with you. It ends with you. Take a look in the mirror. You cannot finger point. You cannot blame anybody else. And hey, I can say this because I used to blame who was president for my circumstances. I used to blame my football coaches and professors and teachers for who I was as a person and put my self-worth in the hands of others. I used to allow the criticism and critiques of others shape me and who I am. And I used to finger point and blame them on, oh, I'm insecure because they did X, Y, Z. And it wasn't until I learned the lesson of taking full 100% responsibility in my life where I was truly able to liberate myself and set myself free. So how does this tie into money? How does this relate to you as a physician? Maybe you already do take full responsibility in your life, but how many people do you know when their opposing party is a president of the United States that they don't like? For four straight years, all they do is complain about taxes and gas prices and everything, right? I understand that this can be frustrating for some, and I'm not trying to get politics into play. But what would happen if that same person, instead of finger pointing, blaming, spending countless hours on Fox News or CNBC or CNN or whatever it might be, focused on their own goals and priorities during that time and focused on their own lives, their own money, their own bank account versus blaming the president for what the stock market's doing? What would their life look like then? So a simple task and question for yourself is just asking yourself, do I take 100% responsibility for all the outcomes in my life? Or do I blame others for where I am currently? If you're unhappy with your bank balance, if you're unhappy with where you are with your student loans, if you're unhappy with your waistline, if you're unhappy with the intimacy in your marriage, I hate to say it, but it begins with you and it ends with you. And it is 100% you and your responsibility. You have the freedom of choice to choose what you do every single day. We live in a free world, in a free society. Not the government. It's not the president. It's not your partner's fault. It's not the weather's fault. It comes down to you. Now, I know some of you may talk about, okay, the unforeseen, right? Cancer, COVID happening, a natural disaster, some type of horrible car wreck where someone's extremely injured. And yes, of course, you're not in control of these events happening to you or a loved one. However, you are 100% in control of how you respond to what happens to you. One of my favorite ways to look at the word responsibility, break it up into two words, your ability to respond to what happens to you. Every single day, humans are told that they'll never walk again or only have a few months to live. And every single day, these same people take responsibility and beat the odds because they don't finger point, they don't fall victim to their circumstances. They take responsibility for their life. And isn't this liberating just to know that you're 100% responsible for all of your outcomes in life? When I first realized this, it was like a huge weight was lifted off my shoulders. For the longest time, I thought my circumstances in life were determined by my president, the government, finger pointing, my background, who raised me, how I was raised, my education. I wasn't smart enough because I went to a small Division II school. I didn't get into University of Michigan or whatever it might be. And once I shifted my mindset to take full responsibility of all my actions and outcomes in life, it truly changed my life as it will do so for you. And I would not be here as the host on this podcast right now if I had been finger pointing and blaming others for my circumstances versus focusing on my life, what's important to me, my goals, and my priorities going forward each and every day. So if it makes you feel any better, Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, who took the company from a small store in Seattle to now the global phenomenon, grew up in government subsidized housing in the projects of the Bronx. Olympic cross-country skier Janine Shepherd was horribly injured when she was struck by a truck while mountain biking during her training. She was in a coma for 10 days, broke her neck, back, ribs, right arm, collarbone, and some bones in her feet. Her whole right side was cut open and filled with gravel. She lost about 5 liters of blood. She was told by her doctors that she would never walk again. And not only did she walk again, she also learned how to fly airplanes. She's a pilot now. So she shared this. I read this on her website. She said, through all the heartache and depression, loss and grief, I found more love, passion, and resilience than I'd ever known before. And you can too. You can rebuild something brilliant from absolute tragedy. You can create a life of incredible depth, regardless of where you are. You can rewire your brain to embrace the power you already possess within. You can find new passions when old dreams fall away. So no matter where you are in your career, what you've been through, the number of people that have essentially put you down and shattered your confidence, the amount of times that you felt like you messed up with your money, or you felt like you took out too many student loans and had too much fun in med school with the little free time that you had, the number of times that you beat yourself up for making a mistake, for spending too much money, or the number of times that you blame others for your current outcomes. It's the government's fault that why you have to take out so many student loans to become a physician, right? Versus simply taking a step back and taking control of your life, looking in the mirror and saying, hey, this is what happened to me, and this is how I'm going to choose to respond to it. So a good formula for this that I learned is E plus R equals L. So you have an experience, something that happens to you, could be positive, could be negative, could be life altering, plus R is your reaction to what happens to you. So if in 2008, 2009, if your portfolio was cut in half, and you based your entire self-worth on your portfolio, you were down for a long time. However, many people who take responsibility for their life realize this is a great opportunity to buy great assets at a discount. So I'm going to feed the market. I'm going to put more in, right? So there's different approaches to look at it. And then the equals O is just your outcomes in life. And a couple other great examples is Richard Branson dropped out of high school. Oprah Winfrey was told in her first news job that she'd never be fit for television. Steve Jobs was given up by his parents for adoption. And me, who you are with right now, I can remember 8 to 10 short years ago giving presentations in my college classes on finance and wearing a suit and being so horribly embarrassed because I was sweating my face off. And so I could have blamed my professors. I could have blamed my football coaches that shattered my confidence, and I could have just stayed in that space forever. But what I did is I just learned my weaknesses and I took responsibility for my life and took control of my life. And I continued to practice. I'd get in front and do a public presentation and I'd get sweaty and nervous and feel super embarrassed. And I just kept doing it time and time and time and time and time again. And now 8 to 10 short years later, Tammy asked me to come on a podcast in January. And I was so nervous. This was like 2 months ago, and now I'm the host. So nervous, so sweaty, but I was like, I need to take responsibility and I need to continue to get better because this is a skill set that I want to bring to the world so that I can help impact more people. So I did it. And then Tammy asked me back to come back again, and I did it again. And then she said, hey, incredible opportunity. The seat is now open for you to produce podcasts. So all that I'm saying is if I hadn't taken responsibility for my own life and I finger pointed and blamed others, would be no possible way that I would be here with you right now. So sometimes in this podcast, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I know it's not always going to be about money, and I promise we're going to get more into detail about money strategies and things like that. But this, everything relates to money because we all spend money all day, every day. And everybody finger points at the government or whomever, the stock market, and they base their self-worth on their portfolio versus finding their worth from inside and taking responsibility and taking control for what happens to them. So your action item now is grab a pen and a piece of paper. Funny thing is, maybe I'm so passionate right now, I am sweating a little bit, but grab a pen, a piece of paper, your journal, notebook, notes app on your phone, and just ask yourself a few self-assessment questions. Do I take full responsibility for all my outcomes in life? If not, how can I positively change? Do I blame others for my circumstances in life? And how have I blamed others or blamed society or blamed the government about where I currently am financially? And where do I think that that came from? Was it how I was raised? Whatever. What can I do to take better responsibility and 100% ownership of all my results in life and proactively change? And whether it's money related, whether it's something to do with health and nutrition, whether it's learning a new skill as a clinician, everything is in your hands. You simply must just choose to act on it. And human nature, of course, procrastinates. Even me recording this podcast, I naturally procrastinate, but I'm here and you listen to me now. So I do it anyways. So you feel the fear, take responsibility, do it anyways. Thank you for listening to the Tough Love today. And I can't wait to see you for another episode soon.